Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of WikiCuriosity Media or its affiliates. WikiCuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on WikiCuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the WikiCuriosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Cinephiles. I am Dan.
And I'm Alex.
And you can still join us. Call in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735. That'll bring you directly into the studio with us, and you can talk to us. Doesn't necessarily have to be about the topic on hand. As we discovered last week, we will talk about pretty much anything related to visual media. You can also hit us up on our live chat on Twitch at WikiCuriosity Media. Also head on over to the Facebook pages, Behind the Screen Radio Show and WikiCuriosity Media. Give them a like and a follow, and go ahead and share those pages to your friends. Get the word out. You can also find us, you can find us on YouTube, WikiCuriosity Media, find us on TikTok at Wicked_Angel, and you can find us on iTunes at WikiCuriosity Media. You can find all of our archived shows at blogtalkradio.com/WikiCuriosityMedia, and hit us up on our website. The link is on our Facebook pages. You can also email us at wicked_media@outlook.com. All right, it is another glorious Wednesday evening here in the great state of Tennessee. The sun is shining. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's about 85 degrees outside, and there's no humidity. This is a rarity for today, for Tennessee, where we have very little humidity. I'm not going to say no humidity. Very little humidity.
Sounds good.
So, but it is nice outside. It's very nice. So I finally finished getting all the tall grass out of the backyard. I know you've seen the backyard. You've seen that it is a pain in the ass to mow. It took me three times to get all the tall grass down. So the first time I cut, it was just the front yard. All I did was the front yard, which is easy. It takes an hour to cut and weed eat and clean up and stuff like that. Because I take my time on the front yard. And then the second time I did the front yard and did half the backyard. And then the next time I did, which was Monday, I did the front yard, the half of the backyard that I had already cut, and then half of what was left. And then today, all I did, because it's in that spot right next to the fence of my neighbor, that really ugly, like, hill part right there. Quick dip. Yeah. I took the weed eater to that and just took all the grass down so the next time I cut, I can get there. However, when I was doing that, I was walking, because I was starting from the bottom going up. So I was walking down the hill and getting ready to go down the hill of the main backyard and then make that little turn. And my foot caught a hole because, you know, apparently we've got a bunch of holes in our backyard now. And I kind of tripped, had my phone in my hand, and kind of like fell. But I didn't fall gracefully. I fell like a baby giraffe that was learning to walk for the first time. All four appendages going everywhere. Like phone, like I'm trying to hold onto my phone so I don't throw my phone. And trying to hold myself up with, you know, trying to balance myself with my left hand. My right foot is already in the hole, tumbling. My left foot goes for the ground that is way farther down than I expected because the grass is so fucking high. And I just tumbled. Just like, I mean, I bit it. I ate it. I mean, it was, you would have laughed your ass off if you would have seen it. You would have been, I think you would have, yeah. You would have laughed your ass off. I'm surprised nobody saw it because, you know, my next door were home. But I think she was either in the house or out front doing something. I'm glad nobody saw it because that was quite embarrassing, but it was funny at the same time. So, yeah, that was my little today.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. I also discovered, so Monday I told you that I mowed the grass.
Mm-hmm.
It was warm. I did it in the middle of the day. It was warm. And halfway through cutting the backyard, I ran out of water. And my water bottle was up on the porch. And looking from the back of the house down, it doesn't look like it's far at all. But when you're down at the bottom of that, looking up, that's a long walk. That's all uphill, and that's a long walk. I'm not going to fill it. So I got most of the way done, and then I took Miss Angel. I was like, hey, you know, I'm out of water. Can you bring me some water? So she brings me a little bit of water. I finish. And then I get done with what I'm doing for the day. And that was all that and I were going out because we do our monthly, you know, go out on a date. Just her and I go to dinner at, you know, the Mexican restaurant right down the street from us. So it happened to be that Monday that we were going. So I got home, got a shower. I'm dehydrated. I'm exhausted. Not feeling 100%, but I was like, no, we're still going to dinner. I want some Mexican food. So we went and had dinner. And then we were supposed to go to the store to fill up our two water jugs that we have for the water cooler. I was like, you got to take me home first. Heat exhaustion, dehydration, and Mexican food are not a good mix.
Nope.
No. I'm glad I didn't throw up. But, no, that took me out for the night. I was done. So that was my week.
Sounds like a interesting week.
Yeah. I do want to say, officially on the air, I know it's late, but happy birthday. We didn't get to say it last Wednesday, and we didn't have a show Sunday. But happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Turn the big 2-0.
Yeah.
So I can see one of birthday presents in the background.
Yeah.
I was talking about the other one. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That's the one that I saw. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I know you guys don't know what we're talking about at all. His mother painted the iconic scene from Empire Strikes Back where Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader on Bespin in the carbon freezing chamber, where Darth Vader is just standing with one hand and Luke is fighting with two hands with the lightsaber. Most iconic scenes from Star Wars ever. Definitely the most iconic scene from Empire Strikes Back. And it is such an amazing painting.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. It's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. So, did you get your other presents up on your shelf?
I did. I did. They are sitting on my, as I like to deem it, the comic book shelf. I don't know if you can see it, but right there.
Cool.
I got both of them sitting.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was a very eventful week, past week. Last Wednesday, I got all done with my Invisalign stuff, so I'm done with that bullshit. If your orthodontist ever tells you, oh, it'll just take 15 months, it doesn't. It takes 3 years. So, fair warning for anybody doing that kind of alignment treatment for teeth. Takes longer than you think. Yeah, so I'm done with that.
Cool.
I had my birthday on Saturday. It was good. I had family over, had dinner and whatnot. And then Mother's Day, I made my mother a headboard. It's like an old rustic headboard made out of old pallets and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, like my father, I am prone to injury. So I had to take two pallets and put them together. I wanted it to be nice and sturdy. So the original braces I made were like 3 inches. And they just had two screws just to bracket them together. It's like, yeah, that's not enough. So I took those off, but on one of them, I couldn't get the screw out all the way. So I said, oh, it'll be okay. And I tossed it in my junk pile sitting in the middle of my workspace. Sticking straight up. And I had to move on to the sanding phase of the project. Lo and behold, both my sanders are over by my workbench. And I go over to my workbench and try to unplug my sanders, and I get a 2.5-inch screw in my foot.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Didn't go all the way through. Didn't go 2.5 inches deep. It just got deep enough to where I couldn't take my shoe off. Oh. And since it was a screw and not a nail, I couldn't just pull it out. I had to unscrew it out of my foot to take the shoe off. And, yeah, it hurt, but it wasn't too bad. It didn't go that deep, but deep enough for it to hurt a lot. It swelled up and then was sore, but it's good now. No tetanus, none of that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, just a sore foot for a few days.
God. I fall like a baby giraffe. You get a 2.5-inch screw in your foot. I swear, it's a wonder you and I are still viable. Are still, you know, cognitive.
Yeah, and it was on Mother's Day, too. And my mom asked me, well, let me know if you need help or anything. I was like, all right. And so I called for her. I was like, hey, can you come here? And she's like, yeah. And I'm a very impatient person, especially with a screw in my foot. I'm extremely impatient. So I yell for her, like, hey, can you come here? She's like, yeah, I can tell it's going to be a minute. I was like, you need to come here now. Like, now. And she's walking, and I'm sitting, like, you know where the garage door goes out to our garage.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting on that step, and she goes, what the hell do you need? I had my foot off, like, my shoe. I was like, well, this happened. She goes, did it go in your foot? I was like, no, as I got like a dot of blood surrounding my sock.
No, it didn't.
No, not at all.
That's why I was like, hey, come here.
No, I just wanted to show you my new project. It's called a Screwfoot.
I'm going to screw the sole of my shoe to your headboard. Wanted to know what you thought of that.
Yeah, it was, it hurt.
I think I put the screw in wrong.
I've never stepped on a screw or a nail like that before. I thought, you step on it, you think it went, oh shit, that went all the way through. Son of a bitch. Down, and there's still about like a quarter inch, 3.5 inch of the screw still sticking out. And I was like, I'm so lucky I'm only 135 pounds soaking wet. That could have been really bad. I got very light feet.
Yeah, that could have...
annoying trip to the ER. Do you think you need to go to the ER? Well, I don't know. And then she was like, oh my God. I was like, what? Just, I can't think of when you had your shots last. She has all my shots on record, everything all nice, and you know how anal she is about that shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She goes, oh my God, I can't remember the last time you had your tetanus shot. And I didn't want to go to the hospital, so I was like, oh, I had it six months ago when I got my wellness checkup.
Well,
and then I went to our bathroom and got up on the sink, and I didn't have any. I was like, I need to get this clean. I mean, it was a fresh screw, like it's only been in wood, but you know, safety.
Yeah.
And the only soap around was hand soap. So I'm sitting there with hand soap, like massaging my foot, and at the same time I can't touch it because, you know, I just punctured my foot. It's not very fun. Not very fun at all. Okay. But, yeah. Interesting week.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like it for both of us.
There's something else that happened this week that I can't remember. Oh, I've developed, for those of you who don't know, I customize action figures, and I have developed an addiction of my action figure customizing and wired capes. I spent like 6 hours one night taking all my figures and that had capes, and I gave them wired capes. There's still two I need to do. But yeah, they're all wired now, and they look awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, Saturday was Free Comic Book Day, for those of you that didn't know and missed out on that.
So, go ahead.
So, on my birthday, I went to the comic book store and got some free comic books.
Speaking of that, nice. Yeah, you got Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, so Saturday, I got off work a little early, and tried to get to the comic book store, because we have one right down the street from us. I got there at 10 after 5. They closed at 5.
Mm.
You know, the light was off, everything, and stuff like that. So I went in Monday just to check it out. Got me a new comic book, got issue 1 of Obi-Wan comic.
Cool.
And he still had a bunch of the free comics out. So he grabbed me a couple free comics. So he was still giving away the free ones. So I didn't miss out on Free Comic Book Day, even though I didn't go on Free Comic Book Day. So.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, good to see. Yeah, on Free Comic Book Day, I got my comic books. And then I read my issue of Batman Hush. Not my issue, but my whole series of it. I read it all. It took me like 2 hours because, you know, dogs are loud and obnoxious and needy. But I read it. One of my favorite Batman stories. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a good one. I've seen the animated movie. I haven't read the comic, but I saw the animated movie.
Yeah, there's some, surprisingly, a lot of comic accuracy with that.
Really?
Yeah, like a lot.
Huh.
Yeah, because I was reading it, and I was like, this is awfully similar. They kind of hit that on the head. They took some liberties, but it's still the same thing.
Hmm. One thing that we both did this week that we haven't mentioned yet was went and saw Multiverse of Madness.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Yeah, we both went and saw it Thursday. You saw it an hour and a half before I did.
Like I typically do.
Yeah, yeah. You went and saw it at 7:30. I went at 8:45, so about an hour before me.
Yeah.
So we're not going to give away any spoilers, obviously, because it's a brand new movie. But for me, it's one of the best Marvel movies that they've come out with.
Yeah, one of the best. I'd say it's top five all time.
Easily.
I've heard some ridiculously hot takes about the movie, though, regarding the story, how it was just an okay story, or how Doctor Strange felt thin. I don't even know what that means, but his character was just lacking. And I'd have to disagree. Without giving away spoilers, they kind of delved into Doctor Strange's character in this.
So
fleshed him out a little bit more.
For me, the Doctor Strange that we know on Earth, was it 616?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is our Earth, which is the Marvel the MCU that we know. And they mentioned it before in Far From Home with Mysterio, which is interesting because that brings up questions about Mysterio and how he actually knew about the multiverse and actually knew about Earth 616, because he calls it 616 in No Way Home.
Somebody could have been, what would they call it, dreamwalking? Slight spoiler, but dreamwalking.
Possibly. It's just odd to me because, I mean, I hope they kind of tie that in. Because that's a huge hint in No Way Home, or not No Way Home, Far From Home.
I think it was meant to be I don't think it's meant to foreshadow anything. I think originally they weren't going to do the whole multiverse thing. Well, they were, but I don't think they were going to go this deep into it. And that reference to 616 was just a Easter egg for that movie at the time. And then now it's kind of a plot hole, I guess. It was an Easter egg turned plot hole. Would be my guess.
It's just,
maybe they bring Mysterio back somehow. I don't know.
It was just kind of odd.
Yeah.
But I do like how... So, Doctor Strange from Earth 616, I will say, was it as fleshed out as he probably could have been? So the runtime was only 2 hours, which is kind of short for a big Marvel movie. But they did a lot with the Doctor Strange character, and not to give away any spoilers or anything, but in the other multiverses.
Yeah. I don't know. They kind of went into our Doctor Strange. I mean, everything that was said about the other Stranges came back to ours. And then they went into his backstory a bit more. They went into his love story a bit more and his struggles with that. And then at the end of the day, he evolved and became a new and more powerful, evolved version of his former self.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah, I can see that.
There's some characters that I thought escalated a bit quickly, but I understand why.
Yeah.
It doesn't ruin the movie, though.
No. It actually enhanced the movie for me. I mean, I was expecting one thing, and then all of a sudden, here comes this out of the blue, and you're like, oh, fuck, this is
the one. The one fight scene about three quarters of the way through the movie on the other Earth.
With the multiples?
Was Scarlet Witch?
Yeah. Yeah, that's an off-air. Yeah, that's an off-air conversation. Because Zach and I, who's my other co-host on Movie of the Week, we were talking about that. And it is fucking mind-blowing.
Literally, that whole fight scene, every fight scene in that movie was filmed and directed beautifully. The movie was amazing, just the way it was filmed and directed. But yeah, I loved it.
I
have
a
new appreciation. Yeah, I have a new appreciation for Doctor Strange now. Before I was like, man, they're holding him back and they're not using him to his full potential and blah 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 blah. But now he's
kind of a badass.
Yeah. I mean, I still think Thor, in terms of just raw power, if we're just, like, talking about strength and ability, I'd say it's still Thor. But Doctor Strange is probably the most overpowered character.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, if Thor and Doctor Strange fought, it'd be a tough one. Thor is, like, he's a barbarian. He's raw power. But Doctor Strange has got the knowledge and the magic and
it's like barbarian against wizard. It's like level 15 barbarian against a level 18 wizard.
Yeah, like they're both powerful but in different ways. And now, yeah, I'd say Doctor Strange is probably the most powerful Avenger.
Oh,
it's just he's got no armor or no tough skin. He's just the dude.
Yeah, he's got no physical defense.
But that's okay, because he can just do a little bit of washa and disappear.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, do a little washa, heal himself, and, you know, and then fuck other people up. And, yeah.
Turn water into wine.
Yeah, it's a bit too much. I was quoting the movie. But anyway. All right, tonight. So tonight we're actually going a little bit out of our comfort zone. In terms of genres mainly. Because you and I typically talk like superhero, sci-fi, a lot of Marvel, DC, Star Wars especially, a lot of those genres, sci-fi, superhero, fantasy, stuff like that. And tonight we're going a little bit out of our comfort zone. We're talking about sports movies tonight, movies that center around a particular type of sport. And we are going to discuss some of the ones that we think are the best in overall quality of movie, overall story, and how well they depict the sport in the movie. I mean, a lot of sports movies, they are, you know, they're pretty accurate. In terms of, you know, like rules of the sport and stuff like that. But, you know, like when we talk about like Angels in the Outfield, I mean, obviously there's not angels in the outfield on a football game or on a baseball game. Wow. Fuck. Yeah, so we're going to talk about, you know, some of our favorites, why they're our favorites, and some of the probably talk about some of the ones that we don't like, some of the lesser favorites of ours. So yeah, when we come back, we will be talking sports movies tonight.
Behind the screen, we'll be right back.
It's just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. Not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave. These will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost. And I ain't too proud. If you loved me, you would hold.
Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You can still call in 718-664-9735. Hit us up on our live chat on Twitch at Wiki Curiosity Media. Tonight, as I said, we are talking about sports movies. Trying to bring up a list of the best sports movies. So when we talk about sports movies, specifically movies that, I mean, obviously deal directly with a sport, not movies that happen to have a, you know, like a football game in it, like Dark Knight Returns or something like that. We're talking about movies like Friday Night Lights, Remember the Titans, stuff like that, movies that specifically focus on a sport. So I've got Rolling Stone's 30 best sports movies of all time. Okay. I've heard of some of these, haven't seen a lot of them. Taking a long time to fucking load. It's got the same picture on all of them. Anyway, we're going to go away from that one. We're going to go to IMDb. I like their lists even better. So starting off, so one of my favorite sports movies of all time, it's one of my favorite Keanu Reeves movies, is The Replacements. I don't know if you remember that movie at all, Alex.
No.
It's a movie from the 2000s. It stars Keanu Reeves, Gene Hackman, John Favreau, Orlando Jones. I can never pronounce this guy's name. Reese Ithans. R-H-Y-S, I-F-A-N-S, played Rasputin in The King's Man.
Hmm.
I know you know who I'm talking about if you saw his face.
Yeah.
Also played in Notting Hill, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1, and Spider-Man No Way Home, which is interesting. He's been in a lot. It's one of my favorites just because of the story behind it. It's basically about, the NFL. They don't use real team names, of course. But NFL players going on strike and, these teams hiring scabs basically to play football, and it's about basically the DC team bringing in kind of off the wall people. They bring in a couple of offensive linemen from jail. So they bring one guy from jail. They've got a soccer player for their kicker, a washed up, college football quarterback for their quarterback, who happens to be Keanu Reeves, a SWAT team member played by Jon Favreau, and you would never notice that it's Jon Favreau because he's skinny, he's bald, and he's clean shaven, and he's just a fucking maniac in this movie. And it's just one of those kind of feel good movies where, you know, you've got, they're all fighting. One of the early 2000s feel good movies, where they're all fighting against each other. You know, they can't get along. They can't. They're having a really hard time, and then they all come together at the end, and, you know, everybody's happy and joyous and whatever. But it's a funny movie. And it's just one of those, it's one of those movies that you can put on just to kind of watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no thinking about it. There's no like, oh my God, I got to find the Easter eggs or, you know, anything like that. It's literally just a movie that you put on one night because you have nothing else to watch. So, it's one of my favorites just because it's just one of those movies. So, all right, I've got the top 50 here. I don't know if you want me to go through them.
Probably not. We probably haven't seen most of them.
Honestly, I've seen quite a few of these, to be honest. So, yeah. Yeah, I've seen quite a few of these. So what are some of your favorites?
I don't know. I've always liked Remember the Titans. I thought it's always been a good movie. It's got a great cast and a great story. Denzel Washington does really good in it. Ryan Gosling was in it. I was thinking of the other, like, major one. But, yeah, the story and the cast and whatnot was, it came together really well. First time I watched it was in school. Cause they were, like, showing it to us because, you know, it came out, it took place, I want to say, in the 60s, 70s. A time when racism was just at an all-time peak, and they showed it to us in school, like, hey, watch this and understand about racism and how to overcome it and blah, 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 blah. And we thought it was just a good football story. But, yeah, it was a good movie. I liked it. I know it's a comedy. Well, both of them are-ish. The Longest Yard and Waterboy. I love those.
Okay.
Especially Waterboy. Yeah. I love Waterboy.
I can definitely see those. Waterboy is... It's hard to say that it's one of Adam Sandler's best, because with Adam Sandler, just like Jim Carrey, it's a love it or hate it.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I love it.
The thing is if Waterboy was made in this day and age, it would have been shot down like nobody's business. Same thing with The Ringer. Because it would have been considered as making fun of special ed kids. You know, kind of. Definitely The Ringer. The Ringer would have never even gotten, the script would have even gotten a second look. Which is kind of a sports movie because it talks about Special Olympics. Yeah, definitely Waterboy is one of those movies. It's you either love it or you hate it. It's like any Adam Sandler movie. They're pretty much all the same. It's like pretty much every Jim Carrey movie except some of his later ones. They're all pretty much the same. Adam Sandler plays this guy down on his luck and, you know, has to overcome obstacles and then, you know, does right by himself. You know, and does the right thing. You know, Billy Madison, same type of movie. Happy Gilmore, which is another sports movie, Happy Gilmore. But Waterboy, I think, is probably one of his funniest.
Yeah.
I think that with Waterboy, I think he dives deep into his level of acting, if that makes any sense. You know, I mean, he dives deep for that one.
I don't know. I would really like to give my opinion on it without sounding inconsiderate, but...
Look, it's not... I mean, we're not censored, so...
I think they just filmed a football movie with Adam Sandler acting like he's retarded. I think that's all they did. I think they originally filmed the movie with Adam Sandler being like this quirky, weird guy who can't get on the football team, and then Adam Sandler was like, what if I acted like I was retarded? And they were like, even better. And so they just stuck with it.
I can see that pitch meeting. I can see Adam Sandler coming with the script in his head. Like, hey, I got this script about a guy that was homeschooled for so long. And
He's a bit weird. He wants to join the football team, but they only have a water boy spot for him. Okay, good, good, good. How does it make it funny? Well, I'm going to act like a retard.
Let's see. If you see here, his line is, "Mama said crocodiles are ornery because they got a lot of teeth." So that's the kind of thing I'm going for, you know. And then he'll have a love interest, you know. And then in this line, it's Vicky Valancourt showed me her boobies and I liked them. So, I think it's going to be a hit. But yeah, and then bringing in Henry Winkler. I mean, bringing in the Fonz as a coach that, you know, is down on his luck without, you know, has basically been bullied, was absolute pure fucking genius. You know, because Henry Winkler has always been looked at as, you know, the big, tough guy. You know, I mean, he played the Fonz in Happy Days. He's done a bunch of other movies where he just kind of plays this guy who's got this tough exterior. And in this movie, his playbook gets taught by assistant coach, and then the assistant coach becomes coach of another big league college football team, and basically bullies Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
So
it's a great movie, though. I love it.
It is. It's one of Adam Sandler's best.
If not his best.
Yeah. I would say Happy Gilmore is right up there, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's another sports movie, obviously. But we do have to talk about the hockey player that, you know, plays golf. You know, and then gets sponsored by Subway.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get money to pay his grandma's house off, pay the taxes or whatever. So, that was kind of a weird movie. Happy Gilmore kind of pushed the lines a little bit on some of the weirdness of Adam Sandler.
Somebody wrote that script while they were high.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's definitely...
Or it was a shitty idea that someone had one day, and they were like, we don't got nothing, let's make the movie. And it turned out to be good.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, another one, 42, the Jackie Robinson movie with Chadwick Boseman. It's another great one. I like. I think he did terrific in it. I had a book on it too. It had like all like the behind the scenes and stuff in it. But yeah, that one was a good movie. I liked a lot.
Okay. One of the ones that I loved as a kid growing up, and I still watch it. It's one of those, it's another one like The Replacements that you can just put on and just watch because it's just one of those, what I like to call like brain dead movies. You know, there's not a whole lot of thinking in it. You can just veg out to it. Is Varsity Blues. I don't know if you've seen that one.
If I did, I don't remember it. I know what it is, but it was one of those where it was on when I was a child, and then I just never thought to watch it again.
Okay. So basically it's about football, high school football, in West Canaan, Texas, which is a small little town in Texas. I mean, you know, it's everybody plays football. You know, you start out in the Pee Wee Leagues and you go to Little Leagues and then, you know, you play in middle school and you play in high school. And it's about the drama and the trials and tribulations of playing football in high school, which, I mean, yes and no. It's a good movie. Again, there's not a whole lot of thinking that you have to do in the movie. You know, it's about the players, the football players standing up to an abusive coach as well, and one player standing up to, you know, his moderately abusive dad, his pushy dad, you know. So, I mean, it's a good watch. It really is. It's got its comedic moments. It's got its, you know, it's got its drama. It's got its action. I mean, it's a good movie, again, to you just sit down and watch when you're bored and you want to watch something about football. Or you just want to watch something that's interesting. But one that we kind of have to talk about going along the same lines is like Happy Gilmore and Waterboy is Dodgeball.
I fucking love that movie. That's probably my favorite Vince Vaughn movie of all time.
So, yeah, Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, Justin Long.
Ben Stiller, too. It's a fantastic movie.
It is, actually.
Oscar-worthy, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that is, it's underrated for what it is.
Not a whole lot of people watch it, but the people who do watch it, they can dodge a wrench.
Yeah, yeah. It's again, it's one of those movies you either love it or you hate it. You know, when you've got a pirate that is playing dodgeball with you, it's the movie's about two competing gyms that are, you know, going up against each other. One's a like corporate type gym, and the other is a local gym, you know, that is just owned by a local man, and they decide to settle their feud on the dodgeball court, which is weird but funny at the same time, because I never knew that there was competitive dodgeball, and there is. It is an actual
sport. If you do play competitive dodgeball, don't take any offense, but they took a sport that nobody really cared about and made it absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. it's a sport that we used to play in gym in middle school that they made a real sport and made a movie out of it.
Yeah.
Speaking of games we used to play as kids, did you know, and this is kind of off topic, but not kind of off topic, did you know that there's competitive tag?
Yeah. It's like in a ring, and there's a bunch of like obstacles you can use to parkour and jump around and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a fucking commercial for it. Like, they're going to start, like, showing competitive tag. Like, do a TV series of competitive tag. Which is... it's odd to me. I mean, I guess it's... they also made a movie about tag as well. About four people who had the longest running game of tag in their life. Which was actually kind of funny. I don't know if that would be considered a sports movie or not.
No.
Was it really competitive?
No.
It's still a funny movie. It's called Tag if you ever decide to watch it. So, along the same lines, again, is a movie that used to be, I want to say it was your brother's favorite when he was younger. Talladega Night. The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Oh, yeah, we both love that one. Yeah. I don't know. It was like the first inappropriate movie that I got to watch. But yeah, I love that movie. Best NASCAR story out there. Without a doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Days of Thunder was pretty good.
Did they shake and bake, though?
No. No, they didn't shake and bake. No. And they weren't, you know, weren't last if they weren't first.
That was my favorite line in that movie. when he confronted him outside of, like, what was it, the Applebee's? He's like, you're the one that told me if you're not first, you're last. He goes, you know how fucking stupid that sounds? Or second, third, fourth, and fifth. I love that movie.
There's a cougar in here.
I think that was my first Will Ferrell movie that I remember watching.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if that came out before Elf or not.
I don't know. I haven't. The first time I watched Elf was like a couple years ago.
Oh. Okay. I don't remember if we watched it as you know, when we were younger. So, oh crap! I just had a movie in the head and I lost it. Oh yeah. So one of the best movies, in my opinion, we've got Friday Night Lights and stuff like that. One of the best for me is Any Given Sunday. Oh, okay. Are you reconnecting right now? Okay, take a short little break, maybe, hold on, you back in? Take a short little break, Alex is having some technical difficulties, we'll be back. We'll be right back. All right. Sorry about that. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but I think we are good. So before we went, you know, on our small little break, I was talking about another movie that's absolutely my favorite football movies of all time. It's called Any Given Sunday. And it's got Al Pacino in it, Dennis Quaid, James Woods, Jamie Foxx, LL Cool J, Matthew Modine, Aaron Eckhart. It is a star-studded cast of A-list actors. It's directed by Oliver Stone, who is one of the most influential directors in Hollywood. The screenplay was written by Oliver Stone. It's such an intense movie, because not only does it look at the game of football, but it also takes a look at how the players are treated sometimes. It's just such a raw, in-depth look at the game of football, and my train of thought. It's just a good movie. It's definitely one of those that you have to sit there and watch. But it's a very intense movie, and there are no slow parts in it. It just keeps going and going, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's definitely up on the top of the list when it comes to sports movies. My favorite is all Replacements. Any Given Sunday, right below that. In terms of quality, in terms of script, directing, I mean, it is just such a phenomenal movie. Then you add Al Pacino in there, who's I don't want to say older actors, but actors from, you know, the earlier age of Hollywood. If you don't know who Pacino is, you live under a fucking rock. But it's an intense movie. It is an emotional movie. And it's just overall just such a great movie. So I don't know if you've seen it, Alex, but if you have it, it's definitely what you need to see. So I'm trying to see what other we got. White Man Can't Jump. Doesn't sound like you've seen that one yet.
Nope.
It's an older movie. The Sandlot. I mean, we have to talk about The Sandlot.
It's a good one. I watched it in school a lot. My art teacher would put it on, like, all the time. It's a good one.
Yeah. It's one of those good what's the word I'm looking for? Underdog. It's a good underdog movie. So, just like Little Giants, Little Big League, you know, The Mighty Ducks, all these, you know, underdog movies where these kids who people have given up on, they get a chance, and, you know, they prove that they're people think they are. So, we got to talk about Space Jam. The original, not the second one. The second one was just crap.
Yeah.
I know you've seen Space Jam. Watched, I know I came for you kids when we were, when you were younger.
Yeah. I like Space Jam. It was a fun movie. It was simple. It was a good concept, and I like how they brought in all the Looney Tunes characters and the Monstars, and it's a good movie.
I mean, had Michael Jordan a movie. I think that's the only movie that he's ever been in where he's like a star. But Michael Jordan in a basketball movie with, you know, with cartoons. I mean, he did pretty well acting, in my opinion. He's not an actor, obviously.
And he was playing himself, and all he had to do was run around with a basketball on a movie set. So,
well done. You know, on the same time as Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which is another one of those cartoon crossover movies. I think they did movie Injustice when they did the second one. I didn't like the second one that much. I think we reviewed it on the other week. But I really didn't like it. I was not impressed. So. Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about a trilogy here, because it is all sports. I know you've seen the TV show based on it. I don't remember if you've seen the movies. One of the biggest ones that a lot of people don't really consider a sports movie, but is absolutely a sports movie, is The Karate Kid.
Yeah.
So again, the Karate Kid is a movie. It's about Daniel LaRusso going up against his bully, and you got Mr. Miyagi. It's one of the most quotable movies out there, next to Back to the Future, and you know, it's about, you know, this underdog kid this kid that moves from East Coast to the West Coast, New York, from New Jersey to California with his mom, and, you know, gets quote unquote bullied by another kid. Then, you know, he finds his mentor and that's right, Johnny Lawrence. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. That pissed me off. You know, then ends up winning in the All Valley Karate Tournament. And then, you know, you got Karate Kid 2 after that, where he calls Mr. Miyagi to Okinawa, helps him save his village, you know, gets in a fight, learns more, you know, he learns more karate, gets in a fight, ends up winning that fight. And then Karate Kid 3, which just kind of fell off the map, which really wasn't that great. But so the older I've gotten, and the more that I've watched The Karate Kid, and you know, I've watched Cobra Kai, I kind of want to say that Daniel LaRusso was the bully versus Johnny Lawrence. And honestly, Daniel LaRusso shouldn't have won the All-Valley Tournament. He cheated. He did a face kick, and those weren't allowed.
Yeah, you can also make the case that Cobra Kai cheated, but they did it with less obviousness. But, you know,
I don't know. The elbow to the neck was kind of obvious.
They did it without care. They just fought dirty, and they were clearly in the wrong. And one little face kick shouldn't tear down an entire character's legacy. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, Daniel, he got bullied, but some of it was instigated.
The thing that I see when I watch The Karate Kid now, and especially watching Cobra Kai, is that they both were instigating each other. You know, the movie was meant to show that Daniel LaRusso was getting bullied by, getting picked on or bullied by Johnny, but really, you know, I mean, Daniel did some of it too. You know, I mean, the whole hose in the bathroom, while it was funny, it was a little over the top. So, and then he had
his bullying, though. I think it was just getting back. It wasn't really bullying in the movies. It was just a tit for tat, back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of a rivalry, I guess. And Daniel did kind of steal Allie away from Johnny.
Or did Johnny lose Allie to Daniel?
It can be looked at both ways. You know, Allie looked at Daniel and was like, oh, he's cute and sweet, and Johnny's cute and an asshole. I'm going to go with the sweet guy. So, I don't know. Daniel's not entirely innocent in the movie.
I mean, nobody in movies are anymore, or were back then. Luke Skywalker wasn't completely innocent. I mean, he's done some shitty things. I mean, everybody has kind of done shitty things in those 80s movies. It's just they never really saw it because it wasn't a important topic, or certain terms have been changed, and now it's looked at how it is now. Because if Episode 4 came out today, Luke Skywalker would be an international terrorist. But since it was released back then, he's just a farm boy with a ship.
I mean, they did kill millions of people on the Death Star.
It's not his problem. He's a good guy.
I guess it's all how you look at it.
They've destroyed, the Empire annihilated an entire planet, billions, probably trillions of people. So, everybody on that space station is somewhat responsible.
Probably, I guess.
But yeah.
Yeah, I guess you can kind of look at it, you know.
Another saga of fighting movies, the Rocky movies.
Definitely. Definitely. I was going to get to those.
Yeah. And Creed. Two Creed movies.
Surprisingly, I have not seen the Creed movies.
I haven't either. I didn't know that they were attached to the Rocky franchise. And I thought it was just Sylvester Stallone and a boxing movie. I didn't make the correlation until the second one came out. And I was like, oh, it's about that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. what movie is that from? Okay. So there's a quote that I've got from Rocky Balboa. It came out in 2006. It's one of the sequels. I'm trying to see the entire quote, because I've got the entire quote on my on a thing, like a poster that I got one year. It's basically Rocky talking to his son, saying, here it is. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or you're going to hit as hard as life, but it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. And I think for me, that's one of the best quotes from really any movie ever. You know, just because of the passion and the energy that Sylvester Stallone puts behind that quote when he's talking to his son. And, you know, like I said, I've got that on a it's not really a poster. It's one of those like things that are stretched over like a wood frame.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging up in my bedroom. And it's so when we look at the Rocky movies, and we can say this about kind of any sports movie that's kind of serious. But when we look at the Rocky movies specifically, they are about really the underdog winning every time, you know, because every time Rocky stepped into the ring, he was always the underdog, you know, going up against Apollo Creed, going up against, I don't remember what they called him, but Mr. T, going up against the Russian, I can't remember who else he went up against. But you know, he's always the underdog and he's always the one that trains harder and better than his opponent. And again, you know, he gets the fuck beat out of him every single movie. But he always comes back and he's always got that determination. And those movies, you know, while they are a little dated, they're good movies for kids to watch because it does show that, you know, regardless of who you are, regardless of how strong you are, regardless of how popular or smart or whatever, either you are or you're not, there's always going to be somebody better than you, number one, or, you know, that's willing to work harder. And number two, if you are that person that works harder, you know, you have that chance and that opportunity to be better than that other person. You have that chance and that opportunity to, you know, succeed and, you know, live your life and live your, you know, and succeed and fulfill your dream and stuff like that. So, there's just, again, they're really dated movies. I don't know that any of the kids here, in the house would enjoy any of them. But they're just really good movies.
Yeah. No, I've seen the, I don't know which one it is, but when he's fighting the, Russian.
I think
it's three.
I think it is. Let me...
And I saw the one where he fought Apollo.
Apollo Creed was the first one, I think. Let me see. Hold on. I think. Okay, so the first one is Apollo Creed. Second one, he fights, I think the second one, does he fight Apollo Creed again? Oh, yeah, he fights Apollo Creed in the second one. So he fights Apollo Creed in the first and the second one. It's been a while since I've seen him. Rocky III, I think he fights. Yeah, Rocky III, he fights Mr. T. Clubber Lang, that's his name, yeah. Clubber Lang. And then Rocky IV is where...
He fights Ivan.
Yes, yeah. It was played by Dolph Lundgren. He fights the Russian. He didn't even get top billing, which is... Hey, he's not even billed on here at all, which is weird. And then... Rocky V. He fought... I don't remember who he fights in Rocky V. Tommy Gunn? No. I don't remember. Yeah. I think Rocky V, I don't think he fights. I think he trains. But yeah. But yeah, Rocky, you know, those movies, again, you know, with the whole saga of movies, probably should have ended at Rocky IV. And there's a Creed III coming out, actually. I think Sylvester Stallone should retire. I love him. Love him. But he's older. He needs to retire.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain point in some actors' careers where they just need to stop making movies or making certain movies.
Yeah.
And Sylvester Stallone, he's hit it, but his agents and accountants are telling him he hasn't.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I think after... Honestly, after the Expendables, he would have stopped. I don't think they should have done another Rambo movie. It was good in my eyes just because I love the 80s action, and I miss that 80s action movies. But if you look at it from a movie standpoint, it really wasn't that great.
Which one was it?
The newest Rambo movie.
Last Blood?
No. Maybe? Yeah.
I like that one a lot. I thought that was one of his better movies.
It was just kind of all over the place.
A little bit. It had a pacing issue that they...
Yeah. That, I think that was the issue. My favorite Rambo movie is always going to be First Blood. It's the most realistic, honestly. But, yeah, that's not a sports movie. So... you know, we would be remiss if we talked about sports movies and didn't talk about Jerry Maguire. However, I'll be honest, I've never seen it. Not a big Jerry Maguire, not a big Tom Cruise fan. We all know this. We all know that I really don't like Tom Cruise. And honestly, not really a big Cuba Gooding Jr. fan. I mean, he's a decent actor in some of the movies that he's played in, but, like, you know, there are some movies where he just really didn't cut it. You know, I mean, if you look at his IMDb, like, there's not a whole lot of things that he was really good in. You know, I mean, we go down to... he plays a good side character, but, like, as a main character, as a main actor, he's just not... I don't know. He was decent in Men of Honor. I just didn't like the movie. So, and Outbreak, that movie was only good because of Dustin Hoffman, honestly. So... But yeah, I've never seen Jerry Maguire. I probably won't watch Jerry Maguire. Again, not a big Tom Cruise fan. I liked him in like the late 80s, early 90s movies, Top Gun, Risky Business, Days of Thunder. But then after that, you know, I mean, really, the only one that I really liked was Minority Report. So, although, I will say I am kind of looking forward to Maverick, just because it's...
Yeah.
It's the second part to Top Gun. I love Top Gun. You know, I love Maverick. So, you know, when Top Gun's on Netflix, I'll watch it before we go see Maverick. So, yeah. So what are some of the big ones that we've missed that you've seen? That you want to mention?
What was that?
What are some of the big ones, or even the smaller ones, that you've seen that we haven't mentioned yet?
No, I wasn't really a huge sports movie person, besides, like, the Adam Sandler ones and the Will Ferrell comedy ones. There was the California one with Margot Robbie that came out. I didn't watch it, but she won an Oscar for it, I believe, or a Golden Globe.
What was it?
Tonya.
Yeah.
It was about Tonya Harding, the skater.
Yeah. Yeah. Never saw it. No desire to see it.
Nah.
So. So one that we have that I'm gonna mention that was just a flop was the remake of Rollerball. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to look it up. I think it starred LL Cool J. Let me see. It came out in 2002. It's a remake. Yeah. Chris Klein, LL Cool J, Gene Reno. I know. Fuck that all up. Rebecca Romijn. It was just a horrible, horrible movie. It's a futuristic skating type movie that's I don't know. I don't know. It's really, really stupid. It really is. It didn't even do well in the box office. I mean, it was horrible. It was horrible. So, budget was $70 million. Opening weekend for the movie was $9 million. Gross for the U.S. and Canada was $18 million. Gross worldwide was $25 million. So they lost money on this movie.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was a bad, bad movie. I think even the first one was bad. It's like the remake of Death Race, which I guess would be considered a sports movie. Jason Statham couldn't save that movie. It was bad.
No.
It was
or
bad.
Or the other three that they made after that. Two
or three, something like that. It was...
It was an ad for Ford Mustangs.
Yeah. Yeah. And Rollerball honestly could have been a better movie if they would have just had a better script and better actors. I mean, I'm sorry. LL Cool J, he's a mediocre rapper and a mediocre actor. Like, he's just not... He's not top bill material. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know why he's all that famous, because he's not good at either the things that he tried to do. Like, his music career flopped, so he tried to make it in movies, much like, you know, Mark Wahlberg. But Mark Wahlberg is definitely a better actor than he is a singer.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard any of his old stuff.
Nope. And I don't care to.
Oh, no, you need to. You've got to. You've got to go back to Mark and the Funky Bunch and just listen to the most popular one. And you'll be like, it's not Mark Wahlberg, not at all. It's the same thing as Donnie. You know, Donnie was really good in New Kids on the Block. He really was. He was the tough guy. New Kids on the Block. I'm glad he did not stick with his music career, though. I'm glad he went into movies and television, because he is such a better actor than he is a singer. But Mark tried to make it in his tried to follow his brother's footsteps and just failed miserably in singing. He's a terrific actor. I love him as an actor. I love him as a person. Don't get me wrong. I love Mark Wahlberg. I do. But Marky Mark of the Funky Bunch, you've got to, I'm telling you, you've got to look it up. I'll send you a link. I'll send it to you. And you've got to listen to it all the way through. It's ridiculous. One that was actually kind of a good movie. And it was one of John Candy's last movies, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm going to look that up. Was Cool Runnings. I don't know if you've seen that. It's about the Jamaican bobsled team. It's actually a true story. Okay. Yeah, it was one of his last ones. May he rest in peace. Yeah, it's about him being a down-and-out bobsled coach, and the Jamaicans wanting to compete in the Winter Olympics, and four guys make a bobsled team, and they hire him to train them to be bobsled, to be a bobsled team. They did place well in the I don't remember where they placed, But they didn't do well in competition. But it was still cool to see a Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a Caribbean island, for God's sakes. You know, who's going to have a winter sport? It's like saying, a Cuban ice skater from Cuba. Although I guess that would be more likely because they would have ice rinks. It's a skier, downhill ski, I guess. So, got to mention A League of Their Own, which I saw when I was younger. It was good. It was good because, it's Tom Hanks and Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell. It's about, female baseball, female softball team. Not bad. Not bad. You know, you got movies like Major League from 89 that had, what's his name? I'm horrible with names tonight. Charlie Sheen, Tom Berenger, yeah. Corbin Burnson. It's about an owner that hires this crappy team so that they can move the team from Cleveland to Miami.
You know, a movie we haven't mentioned yet, and it's one of the best sports movies of all time.
What's that?
The Benchwarmers.
God. I was thinking about that when I was thinking about The Sandlot, too. Oh, my God.
I've seen that movie probably 500,000 times.
Oh, God. Yeah. That is... So that's one of those... Hold on. I want to get the... Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's one of the early 2000s. It's one of those just kind of... I think it was done by Happy Madison Studios. It's one of those ones that Adam Sandler got behind. Can you imagine the pitch for that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just take a bunch of middle-aged men and have them play in a youth baseball league for a baseball stadium.
Yeah.
There's a Benchwarmers, too.
Is there really?
Yeah, but it doesn't have any of the original characters in it. It follows the one guy, and it's... I don't even know. I tried watching it, but it was terrible. It was terrible. Like, it wasn't funny or nothing.
Hold on. It's got John Lovitz in it. Are you kidding me? There's a Benchwarmers 2?
Yeah. It's not very good.
That looks... What? Like you said, the only person, he's not even in that. The only person that ties the two together is John Lovitz. They could have.
And Lachlan Monroe.
I don't.
Terrible. I got probably 15 minutes in and realized that it was one of the worst movies of all time.
So basically what you're telling me is don't watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
First one is a masterpiece, though.
Oh, yeah. Such a typical David Spade, John Heder, Rob Schneider type movie, where they all just kind of play these goofy people. Typical for them. So, I don't know. It's a funny movie. It's a good one to watch. The thing is I'm looking at, you know, these movies on here, and some of them are, you know, very influential sports movies, like Coach Carter. That's a big one. Rudy's a big one. King Richard's in there. Rookie of the Year, I'll say Rookie of the Year is a cute movie. And like Ali, like these big movies with these big stars, the thing is like you, I'm not a big sports movie fan. It's probably why it was a little rough for us to watch do tonight's show. I just don't watch these movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm not a big sports movie fan. You know, if it's like Ali, I had really no desire to watch about Muhammad Ali. Million Dollar Baby, really didn't care. Although I will say that on my previous show, before I started Behind the Screen, when I was on my other network, my other co-host and I got the chance to talk to, let me find her name. Give me a second. Maggie Fitzgerald. We actually got to talk to her because the movie's about her. It's a somewhat true story about her. And we got to talk to her a little bit about, you know, how real the movie was. And I mean, she had, you know, obviously she had some say in it and stuff like that. But, you know, it was kind of cool to talk to somebody that, you know, a movie is based on.
Yeah.
So, I didn't watch the movie because, you know, I'm not a big boxing fan. I'm not a big sports movie fan. But it was still cool to get to talk to her. So,
yeah.
So that brings us down to the last 10 minutes of the show. Unless you had anything else, Alex?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay. We're down to the last few minutes of the show. I want to say thank you to my co-host, Alex.
Of course.
For being here with me, as always. I want to thank our listener supporters and followers. We appreciate you. Again, you know, the Facebook pages, hit that like button, hit that follow button. If you like what you hear, tell your friends about us. Veterans, Fire, Police, and EMS. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, please, please be safe, be smart. We want you back here every night that we broadcast on WikiCuriosity Media. Every Sunday night for Movie of the Week, I believe that we are going to have, so we're going to have Movie of the Week show this Sunday. We've missed, a bunch over the past couple weeks to You know, basically on our control. You know, Mother's Day and Easter and, you know, back in April, but whatever. Me getting sick. And Sunday that we missed because my brother actually came into town on Saturday. And I didn't get a chance to do any research, so we postponed. But this week, we are going to try and have a week. I'm going to try and pour. I think we're going to try and do antlers again. The movie we've been trying to do for the past couple weeks. Good movie. So I think we're going to try and do antlers on Sunday. Miss Angel is on a hiatus right now with Grace. She's actually looking for a new host. So, we may do a show either this week or next week. Just everything that's going on with Falling from Grace and within the news and stuff like that. Next week for Pedophiles. We will be having a show. Don't know the topic. Usually pick the topic, you know, a day or two before. Just because we, over the week, Alex and I actually do a lot of texting back and forth. And we talk about different things, and then all of a sudden an idea will just pop into our heads and be like, hey, this would be a good show for Wednesday. But this idea came from others at work. So, yeah, we'll blame him for tonight's show. But, yeah, next Wednesday we will have a and then next Friday, or this coming up Friday, the guy in glasses will be doing a So yeah, once you're here every night that we broadcast on Wikipedia, every Sunday night for Movie of the Week, every Tuesday night for Falling from Grace, Wednesday night for Cinephiles, and every Friday night for Nope, I Know. Stay tuned to the pages for any changes, any news, anything that's going on. At some point on Cinephiles, I'm sure we will talk about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. I just want to wait until it's over.
Yeah.
So that we can go, you know, that way we can go through it. It might be a crossover Falling from Grace Cinephiles podcast. I think would be really interesting. You know, maybe we can get Miss Angel on and, you know, have her discuss it with us. So yeah. Kind of do a crossover. I'm trying to think. Memorial Day's coming up here at the end of the month. So I will say, and I will say this until Memorial Day, and I'll even say this on Memorial Day. Do me a favor, do myself a favor, and do veterans, please. Do not thank a veteran for his service on Memorial Day is for. That's Veterans Day, by the way. Memorial Day that we honor those that gave the ultimate sacrifice, you know, protection of the freedoms of this country. So if you want to thank a veteran, thank the ones that gave the ultimate sacrifice. You know, go to a veteran cemetery, you know, volunteer something. It's not a day to thank veterans. It's a day for us to remember, you know, the ones that gave their lives. Anyway, I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday night. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. We'll see you back here Sunday night for Movie of the Week and Wednesday night for the Cinephiles. Hope you all have a good night. All right.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, shit.